Howard Dean can blame his loss last night on Senator Kerry's Iowa momentum carrying over to New Hampshire Democrats, or on too much press coverage of his emotional Iowa concession speech. But as Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports, some of his problems may come from outside the Democratic Party.
Though he came in second in New Hampshire, Howard Dean will still be first in one poll, the Democrat who Republicans most love to pillory. Rich Lowry is the editor of the conservative magazine, The National Review, which last month decided that Howard Dean would make a fine cover boy.
He just seemed to be a budding disaster electorally for the Democrats on a whole bunch of levels. One was his gaffe proneness, a bunch of other things. He seemed fundamentally out of touch on the war, culturally out of touch with a lot of the country.
Under a picture of Dean at full throttle, the cover line read, "Please nominate this man." A bit of obvious Brer Rabbitism. Rich Lowry acknowledges that his magazine has hurt Dean's chances to get the nomination, even though that would benefit George W. Bush. Lowry maintains that a strong Democratic contender actually helps the Republican cause.
The Democratic Party, whatever else you think of it, is an extremely important institution in American life. We only have two political parties. So for one of them to choose this guy that we thought was rather a noxious influence on our political life would be a bad thing.
Charles Krauthammer, a conservative columnist for The Washington Post, notes that the "please nominate Dean" sentiment even leaked out of the White House.
It's pretty hard to contain your glee when the other party is about to go off a cliff. That would be superhuman self-containment to keep that in. It was pretty clear to anybody that Dean was going to be the weakest candidate, and the fact that he came out of the White House was perhaps unfortunate, but I think obviously inevitable.
Krauthammer takes the attitude that conservative criticism didn't have much effect on the Democratic primary, but it's undeniable that conservatives were the first and loudest to define Dean's negatives. The View worked its way into the national consciousness through Rush Limbaugh on Fox News. Dean's campaign manager Joe Trippi says there's nothing special about their man in terms of Republican scorn.
I mean, I think these guys intend to whack away at each Democrat and do as much damage as they can. It's got nothing to do with who they think they can win, who they don't think they can win. It's about just do damage.
But that doesn't mean that the other candidates will be hurt as much as Dean has been. Krauthammer predicts Dean has no chance of becoming president. But as for John Kerry,
I think he's got a fairly good chance, maybe 50-50. I think if the Democrats don't commit suicide and nominate a reasonably stable man for president, I think they have a chance, perhaps even a good chance, of winning this election.
Krauthammer doesn't count a Dean comeback out of the question. And if that happens, he says he looks forward to making the same tactical error by heaping scorn on the former governor all over again. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.